As we come before the Lord's table, let us listen to the word of God. In 1 Corinthians, I'll read this passage again. Here the Apostle Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament or new covenant in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and sickly among you, and many sleep." I'd like to refer to you one more verse for our meditation before we observe or take the Lord's Supper. And that is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, the first part. Here Paul says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." As we come before the Lord's table, there's one thing that we must remember. Sin is a very serious issue. However, to many people, sin is not a serious issue, even among Christians. They regard this as a small error or mistake. They do not take it very seriously. In fact, they take it very lightly. But God hates sin. The price Jesus paid to redeem us from sin speaks of the seriousness of sin. After all, we were not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. In the scripture, the shedding of blood refers to violent physical death, whether of a sacrificial animal or of Christ himself. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." That is no forgiveness of sin. So, my friend, as you listen to all these words, we know that sin is so serious that without shedding bloodshed, there is no forgiveness of sin in the sight of God. The sacrificial animals in the Old Testament picture Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And that's why John the Baptizer, when he looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, what did he say? "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Lord Jesus, by his sacrifice, demonstrated not only God's hatred for sin, but also his great love for sinners. You and I could never redeem ourselves, but Christ willing to pay the price with his own precious blood, to redeem us from our sin. The Apostle Paul says, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood. B.B. Warfield, a Reformed theologian, says this: redemption is the most precious word or vocabulary concerning our salvation. You know why he said that? Each time we think of redemption, we think of the cross. We think of the price that Christ paid for the penalty of our sin. And he's proved his point, apart from the scripture, also from the hymns that we sing every Sunday. For example, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer praise." We praise the Lord for that. And the sing that we sang this morning: "All glory, love, and honor to who? To thee, my Redeemer." So you can find in many of the Christian hymns the word Redeemer highlighted, telling us that it is Christ who is very precious to us. Therefore, each time as we come before the Lord's table, we must thank God for the redemption, for paying a great price to set us free from the bondage and the power of sin and devil and death. So as we come before the Lord's table this morning, we want to thank the Lord for what he has done for each one of us, for his shed blood, for saving us. And we must always come with gratitude, with a heart of praise, praising the Lord. So let us now thank God for this bread and cup. Father in heaven, as we come before thee, we want to thank thee for your great love, marvelous love that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to die for our sin. And today we are able to gather here because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us at the cross of Calvary. And we pray that you will continue to help us to remember that you are our Savior, our Redeemer, you are our Lord and Master. Help us, O Lord, to always to remember thee, that you are the one whom we adore. Thank you, Lord, for the bread and the cup that you have given to us for our spiritual needs. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.